Hello, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. Still, for a few more minutes. Welcome to the Rebel Room. Ryan Green, Rob the Ostrich Mish, here to talk about UNLV Colorado State. For the second time this season against the Rams, Lon Kruger empties the bench the entire way. Everybody gets on the floor, but a little bit different circumstances this time around, as opposed to the 71-69 loss in Fort Collins exactly 1 month ago, where he was looking for any kind of a spark. Tonight, it was garbage mop-up minutes that Scott Hoffman, Rob Ketchum, and co. got to wipe up. 89-70 victory for the Rebels, improving to 19-6 overall, 7-4 in Mountain West play. The week of revenge for the Rebels is complete. They now head to Wyoming on Wednesday, but very sound performance, probably exactly what Lon Kruger wanted tonight at the Thomas & Mack Center. Rob, let's just jump right in. Started with an extremely efficient first half, maybe one of UNLV's more efficient halves of the season.
Yeah, they shot 20 of 31
from the
floor. They shot 64.5%. That was a season best for the first 20 minutes. And yeah, like you said, they cleared the bench. Everybody got in. But unlike last month, they all weren't.
It wasn't out of desperation.
They all weren't in the game in the first 12 minutes. Yeah. As he was just groping and grasping and trying to find some kind of life. This was more conventional. The full court press really wore down the Rams as it has a want to do. And I tell you what, by the end of the game, Marcus Walker was plucked from the game. He was standing on the sideline. He was reaching for his inhaler and he was grasping for breath. And He was really pooped after scoring 12 points in a row to kind of keep his team in it. But then he just had nothing left. He had no legs. Once he got plucked, he was trying to find some breath. Then Kruger put his starters back in, and they restored control. So you saw a shift right there. But hats off to Marcus Walker for almost single-handedly just keeping his team in it.
Yeah, I noticed the last two full timeouts of that game, he would come over, and he wasn't even really listening in the huddle. He was walking around, putting his hands on the scorer's table, hands on his head. He was pooped.
Dog tired. And after he scored that 12 in a row, he had his time on the bench. He went back in, and his only attempt from then on was a three-pointer, and it was way too long. You could tell he was lunging and lurching, and it just his tank was on E.
A team with not enough, and boy, if it was ever apparent that that team played a little bit above its head a month ago in Fort Collins, we saw it firsthand tonight.
Yeah, there were some things conspiring that evening about a month ago. And, we saw a team, Colorado State, that kind of pulled what UNLV did tonight a month ago. They were pressing, they were hounding them, getting turnovers, defense into offense, easy buckets, and funny how the tables turn in the game of hoops.
Yeah, Colorado State in the first half, no points off turnovers, UNLV 14, and no points off turnovers because they really didn't have any opportunities. We said an efficient half, 20 of 31 from the floor in the first half, 8 of 11 from three-point range. There was even one stretch where UNLV had six straight field goals that were all three-pointers.
Yeah, That'll take the wind out of anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And you know, I was thinking back in that stretch, I'm like, for all the times where, you know, at the beginning of the season, everybody was like, boy, this team just chucks a lot of threes and doesn't hit very many. Better late than never for this team to show up there. 15 assists, 2 turnovers in that first half.
Yeah, like as Kruger said after the game, they were finding, you know, they were passing it well to each other. They were finding seams, really working well as a cohesive unit. Yeah, it was very impressive. And with this smaller lineup, obviously, they're going to be taking the three-point shot will be a benchmark. And, you know, if they're hitting, then, boy, better watch out.
Yeah, and they kept it up for the most part, 33 of 61 from the floor for the game, 54%, 23 assists, 8 turnovers. Colorado State had 15 turnovers. You know, I mean, things got a little sloppy, a little chippy there in the second half for a couple stretches, but for the most part, UNLV had that one. I think we could all pretty much, there's two of us. I think we could pretty much agree they had that one in the bag at the half.
Well, with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, they take a 10-point lead. Was that a Mo Rutledge three-pointer?
More than likely. He had three of them in that stretch in the first half. He couldn't miss tonight.
He was not shy. That was, that was a little jumper by Oscar. It gave him a 40-30 lead. They never trailed by single digits the rest of the way.
Yeah.
There was a little stretch when, as I said, Marcus Walker was starting to go to town. You felt a little unease there. There was a couple moans, a couple groans.
And then Rutledge hits another three.
And boom, 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 out go the lights, yeah.
So, Mo Rutledge, let's talk about him. 19 minutes, career high 12 points on 4 of 4 three-point shooting.
Career high 4 three-pointers.
Yeah, he was, boy, that shot was looking nice, and he wasn't trying to force it. He only took it when he got it. Only 2 rebounds, but he was very active underneath, very active defensively. We talked about the patience on the offensive end, and he played a big role in that. Really nice showing from Mo, who, you know, it's looking like, this team has really transformed a couple times during the season. We saw a regular rotation setting up early in the season. Now we're seeing a regular rotation set up again with Kendall Wallace and Mo Rutledge being the two most leaned on guys off the bench for second, third straight game in a row, where those guys really look like they are the guys that are going to be leaned on off the bench early in the game.
Yeah, and you know what? This bodes well for Mo, obviously. You know, Kendall has sort of disappeared the last four. He's had one 3-pointer the last 4 games. Now with Mo producing, that gives another option, you know, for Kruger. And, you know, the good thing about him is he's got such a thick body. Other taller power forwards, even centers, might discount him, but they better not, because he'll root you in there and he'll...
He's got a strong lower body. He can work you out. He can
box you out. Yeah. And he's also a crafty lefty, so that throws a little wrinkle into the mix.
Yep.
You know, people are so used to guarding and swatting righties that lefty still kind of comes at you a little with a different angle, and he can catch a napping.
Yeah. And, some other things that you mentioned, swatting. Boy, I don't know if you know – if this stood out to you or anything, but Rene Rougeau had UNLV's lone blocked shot tonight. But boy, he was swatting like crazy.
He sure was.
Underneath. And, you know, it was something that I kind of asked him about after the game a little bit. Said, you know, it seems like with this smaller lineup, it's setting guys like you and Darger up to kind of tee off on guys as they drive against that defense.
And don't forget Mitchell
and,
either.
Yeah, Mitchell, very active, getting above the rim. He played 9 minutes. He was solid. He was pretty steady. Still looks a little confused when he gets out there offensively.
Sure.
But, you know, he's starting to get leaned on in that first half. These guys, I think in that, you know, when you run that full court press, and they forced 2 backcourt violations tonight after forcing 1 on Tuesday. Teams get so frantic out of that they're kind of pushing the ball up as fast as possible. And it's really setting guys like Rougeau up to just go up and start swatting to their heart's desire.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is maybe if there's a switch or maybe if Rougeau or Darger, even Mitchell, are caught napping and somebody goes by them, you better take it to the rim with some force, because these guys will backtrack, and more often than not, they'll swat you from behind too. So you better not take it easy once you think you're by them.
Yeah.
But as far as the full court press, I talked to Marcus Walker very extensively after the game, and he just even after the game, he was still trying to get his breath. He was still so winded. He couldn't believe that somewhere other than Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, or New Mexico, he was so winded.
Yeah.
And it was because of the press.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they really failed on just helping the point guards, that there wasn't enough pressure release points with teammates coming up and trying to help out, and confusion kind of reigned. Yeah,
there was even a moment I remember where he yelled at Andre McFarland while he was bringing the ball up, and he yelled at McFarland, "Stop running away from the ball."
Mm-hmm.
He was begging for guys to come up and help him, because he knew exactly what was coming as he approached that timeline. Him and Willis Gardner both got, you know, just swallowed up by that UNLV defense a couple times.
Yeah, it's too bad there's not 2 or 3 Marcus Walkers on that team. Because he's a real stellar person and player. He's commendable.
Covered him back in high school.
That's
actually
right, Kansas City Mo.
At O'Hara.
Wow, boy, what do you remember about him in high school?
Same, you know, not very refined, but he's a street ball type kid. He's very tough. He can do it in a lot of ways, and he'll do, you know, he doesn't care how ugly it has to look. But yeah. I mean, because he had a lot of buckets in that second half where he was just taking it himself into two, three guys and somehow getting it to go in, taking some awkward looking shots. He's been doing it for 5-6 years. Trust me.
He's got a lot of Oscar no fear Belfield in him. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe. And, you know, the thing that's always held him back is that, you know, he's just not a very big guy and he can't put on weight. But, you know, hey,
he's a fantastic baller.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. Yeah, he's always got that going for him.
Hey, someone else is fun to watch. Trayvon Willis. You talked to him at length tonight. Yeah, he had an excellent game.
Excellent game, and especially even more excellent considering the circumstances. Still banged up. The hamstring he said was feeling better, but you know he even agreed a hamstring is the kind of thing where it's not going to be 100% unless you have about 3 weeks to sit around and do nothing and let it heal up. It's getting better. And he looked pretty good on it tonight. They didn't miss a beat at all with him out there. He fit in there like he was 100%. 21 points, 8 of 12 shooting, 4 of 6 at the line, 1 of 3 from deep, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. And in the first half, he was really maybe the poster boy for how consistent they were. In the first half, he had 14 points on 6 of 6 shooting, 3 assists, and no turnovers. In conference play, 46 points, 18 turnovers. So he's really turned into a stabilizing factor for this team.
Well, you know what's really big for them, too, is both Willis and Belfield are top four in assist to turnovers in the conference. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at the kind of the advent of the real double-headed monster.
The two-headed point guard isn't that bad of a thing.
And we can talk about how well UNLV has played the last two seasons, last season with Curtis Terry 2 years ago. With Little Kevin, Kruger. Yeah. I'm sorry, Kevin. I didn't mean to call you that. But what this team has a real big advantage is having two of those guys. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who to stop. Go ahead, double team one, but the other guy's going to get you. Yeah. So that could be really lethal as we ease into March. Look at Oscar's first half also. Mm-hmm. Those guys are really playing well together.
Yeah, and you know they're both kind of preaching patience when you have two point guards out there preaching it, I think it rubs off a little better than just having one. Oscar Belfield in that first half, 9 points, 3 of 4 shooting, 5 assists, no turnovers. So
look,
yeah,
he
was
combined 23 points, 8 assists, no turnovers. Jeez, that's stellar, and that's going to give you a real good lead by the half for any team.
And it's going to keep you in a game against just about anybody.
Uh-huh, yep.
So, forget the size disadvantage.
We have a new nickname for Trayvon. Mm-hmm. Trayvon Willis Reed. Huh?
I like it.
Yeah, it's perfect. He has a lot. He takes a lot of pride in playing with pain, and he's been playing with a lot of pain the last 2-3 months, and he's nonchalant about it. Flippant about it, he just wants the ball, and he's fun to watch. And today he had extra incentive to play because he had about a dozen family members in town, and he showed up big for him.
And they're going to need him again. Let's move it forward to Wednesday. UNLV's next time out there will be on the road at Wyoming, in Laramie, playing in altitude, playing against maybe a team that's better suited against that 40 minutes of heck kind of defense than a Colorado State or a TCU in the sense of how not only how guard heavy Wyoming is, but how productive their guards are.
And we're talking about a game at 7,200 feet.
Yeah.
So that
can you really go for 40 minutes
Now let's see, and that's going to be real interesting. Hey, just to back up a little bit, just to give some perspective about Mo Rutledge, how about his last dozen game? He has dozen games, 15 for 22. Beyond the arc. That is a scorching 68%. So you're looking at someone really, I mean, he's a senior. We've detailed his story. He's 26 years old. Not too long ago, he was on a furniture loading dock in Atlanta. He is absolutely so grateful for every second that he spends on the court here at UNLV. Now you are seeing him really kind of coming into fruition with an all-around game. And I don't think Mo would mind me saying this, but Dr. Edward Klein has really, really, really been tremendous in helping Mo just see success, just envision what he wants to do and then doing it. Klein is a noted sports psychologist. He doesn't like that term, but the short and the sweet of it is
he helps
athletes kind of envision, you know, figure out what they want to do, how they want to do it, see it in their own minds, and just go do it. So he is at most of the practices, Edward Klein is, and he's helped out a few Rebels. And Mo is one student that he's really proud of.
Yeah, and you mentioned that a big thing for him was playing in front of crowds, and doesn't seem to be bothering him at all. No. Decent crowd on hand, too.
Yeah.
Worth pointing out. Very, maybe a little surprising for Valentine's Day, Saturday night.
Well, and it's different, too, being
not
a home crowd.
Opponent, yeah.
He's had some situations like this on the road that he hasn't flinched at, and that's a huge process.
Yeah.
You know, we all take it for granted watching these guys on TV. Oh, they've always played before groups of or crowds of 10,000, 20,000.
Not the
case. No, and that's not a human thing. It's not natural. I know I'd probably have to change my shorts every 2 minutes if I was doing that. So I know when I'm golfing and two people are watching on the first tee box.
You just don't want to shank it.
I just wilt. I just want to run home and call my mom.
I'm the same way, and that's when I have my one great shot of the day.
Right.
Maybe because I think about it so much.
Yep. Well, we saw some firsts today, too.
Mm-hmm.
UNLV had a season high in assists, 23 assists.
First time all five starters scored double figures. They've come oh so close a couple times, but, you know, not only that, they had six guys in double figures. Yeah, pretty impressive.
It was, and maybe you could see this coming because Colorado State is what they dropped to 8-17, 3-8. They haven't been playing that well lately. They have a center who's Van Der Veeren who has back spasms. I think he's missed five of their last seven games. That's too bad. He didn't even make the trip out here. They played BYU earlier this week. They came right from Provo to Vegas, and Van Der Veeren stayed home. So they could have used a bigger body down there. That guy goes about 6'10", 260. But, you know, you saw two teams kind of mirror each other at the start of the game, and once UNLV put the after jets on, it was not much to it.
Colorado State reached for that third gear and just didn't have it.
Yeah, and you know what else, Ryan? This could have been much worse, too, because we saw some easy bunnies that UNLV missed. You know, Rougeau missed a couple. One hit the back rim and bounced out. Darger missed one. Mo even missed one, and it just rolled off the rim.
Yeah.
So this could have been much worse. And the student body was that so close to those free tacos.
Boy, I thought for a second they were so adamant on Rob Ketchum hoisting a shot there at the end. I thought they were going to boo.
Well, we should fill people in. Again, the score was 89-70 UNLV. And when UNLV scores 90 points, it's one free taco per ticket stub.
Yeah.
And, of course, they haven't hit 90 this season.
No,
so
they've come close a couple times. A
lot of starving students. But Joe Darger filled me in on the last few seconds of the game. Rob Ketchum had the ball, the fabulous senior walk-on. If anybody gets a chance to see them practice we cannot say, and we've documented it very well, the black shirts. That is, in essence, Kruger's third team of five. I don't know if many people know this, but it is an incredible luxury for a coach to have a first team, a second team, and then a specialized third unit to always play defense against that first and second unit. And Ketchum is part of that group, and what he and they do is priceless. So there's Ketchum with the ball the last few seconds of the game, maybe 7-6 seconds to go, 5-4. He's got it on the perimeter right in front of the UNLV bench, but he pulls it out. And that's what the coaches told him to do. They didn't want to disrespect Colorado State. So
karma points.
Yeah, over and above getting everybody in the stands a free taco.
Then you look really bad if he misses the shot.
So, yeah, and so that's what Lon Kruger's all about, and that was a pretty classy move.
Maybe he'll buy some tacos for the students the next game and just bring them in boxes. And he's got enough money.
Yeah, you know, I heard past 1 o'clock you can get two for the price of – or five for the price of two or something. They might be a little stale, but maybe he could do that.
All fast food tacos taste stale.
I know.
Well, before we get out of here, Wyoming, initial thoughts. Like you said, we were talking about a team that's maybe going to be a little more suited to, you know, handle that pressure with a guy in Sean O'Geary who can fire threes as unconscious as he can. And, you know, Brandon Ewing, one of the more experienced guards in this league, a very talented, guard team guard wise. What do you think?
I think that, there was a bad sign tonight, and guess where? 12 for 22 at the line.
Yes. Wink Adams, 1 for 5.
They continue to struggle as a team at the line. And when you're on the road at altitude, just thirsting for every single point you can get, if you're not getting them at the line, that could be a bad deal. And they better hit free throws in Laramie.
And if you're getting winded in altitude and tired, it's going to take away from it. Yeah.
Boy, that when you're shooting a free throw and in the last 5 minutes and you've been running full court, that basketball can feel like a medicine ball
at the free throw line. Bringing your body to a complete line. Stop and trying to relax.
So that's what I'll be watching closely.
Good call. I can't top that. So I'm,
grazie.
Let's leave it there. Rob, any final comments?
Ostrich.
It's beautiful.
I got the ostrich skin boots on tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That is one of the baddest birds you ever want to contend with. If one chases you, you got to run like the wind. You don't ever want to be pinned down by an ostrich. They are mean.
Apparently that one got pinned down pretty good.
Yeah, by the 12 gauge.
And scene. For Rob Mish, I'm Ryan Green. This has been the Rebel Room Postgame Edition. We will talk to you from Laramie on Wednesday night. Take care.